Thank you for calling Block Jewelers. Press 1 to be connected with a representative. Annie.
Hi, Gare. How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
I've been good. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Busy, busy, busy. No complaints.
That's what I like to hear. Same here.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much swamped.
Oh, good. I love that.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year. It's just over the top.
Really?
I wish I was selling more lab. I sell a lot of it, but I have some, so I've been selling what I have, but...
Mm-hmm.
I got some calls and I ran out, and but I couldn't find it on your website. You have no one carat. It's at least it doesn't say you have any.
No, it doesn't. Those are my New York office.
Oh, okay. You got something? I need a 1 and a 1.5, like an EVS, EVS 1, EVS 2.
Yeah.
You know, they're all excellent cuts, so I'm not worried about that. But you know, what kind of numbers?
Let's look. Let's see, round, right?
Yeah.
If I can find them in my. System. It's not out to make a quick call over to NYC, but
yeah. You know, I go on the website and it just stops at 157, won't go any further.
Yeah, no, I have a 1 carat for like 200.
What's the grade? I mean, not that it really matters, as long
right.
as it's at least an E or something.
It's an EVS.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
All right, and you need a 150?
Yeah.
I have the 157 for 390.
That's too much. That's the one that's on the internet.
How much do you need to be?
I really want to be about 3, 3.25. I mean, I got a guy locally selling shit for nothing, so I got to compete.
That's fine. I can do 3.25.
Okay, that's cool. I'll take them.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I wish I was a bigger player, but unfortunately,
I bought
some stuff a while back. I had a couple good bargains, you know, stuff that came over the counter that people wanted to get rid of, and I was buying it for $100 a piece. And
smart.
Just, you know, so I had a half a dozen things in the safe. You know, I don't put them out, but I keep them in the safe. So when
right.
I sell a stone, I give people an option.
Smart.
And I get, you know, so I don't have a carrot right now, and I said I just let me get one and throw it in the safe because
okay, you want 1 or 2?
At 200, I'll take 2 if you got 2.
I do.
So there you go. I'll take 2 ones, and I'll take the 1.5. And the 1.5 is just inventory. I don't need it. But
okay. Sometimes
somebody wants to go up a little bigger, and for the short money, I can show them something.
Correct. All right, done and done.
Yeah. So how's everything else busy? Doing good?
Everything is, yeah. No, everything is good. My husband and I just got back from Mexico for 10 days.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
It was
hard.
You
didn't ask to put me in a suitcase.
You know what? Do you know what we did for the first time ever? We did carry-on. Gary.
It can be good. It can be bad. I know people that go do a lot. In fact, my kid goes to Mexico. He likes, there's a resort down there he goes to. And they had some carry-on, and they got flagged. And they almost couldn't get on the plane. There was nothing wrong. It was just pain in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not
God.
Saying everybody, but... I mean, I fly a lot. I mean, I fly 7, 8, 9 times a year all over the country. And I just check my bag. I don't care, you know.
Well, you know
I'm
why
priority,
I did it?
You know?
Mexico, the reason I did it with Mexico, it was our first time doing it. They said it could take up to 2 hours getting your luggage. I was like, oh.
Oh, really? Well, that's a bummer. I haven't been to Mexico in years. I don't do a lot out of the country. In fact, I'm going out of the country for the first time.
Where are you going?
Maybe I'm going to London, and I'm taking the QE2.
Okay.
It's a 7-day cruise across the ocean, and then we get off on a Friday. We're going to spend Saturday, Sunday, Monday in London, and come home Tuesday.
Good for you.
Yeah. So it's one of them once in a lifetime. You go for all the money you can spend it. I wanted to take my wife on a Viking cruise, but she's not that mobile. She used to not be able to walk, and now she walks fine. But you know, if she goes, she said, "Honey, I'd love to go. It's not the cruise. It's every day they get off the ship and go sightseeing.
It's a lot."
And I said, And she said, I'll go sightseeing the first day, and the rest of the cruise I'll be sitting in. I won't be able to move.
Yeah.
And this way, she's on a boat for 7 days. She can do what she wants. She's got we've got a three-room suite. She's got a concierge guy. She's got a guy. She picks up the phone. They'll give her anything she wants.
Aww.
So she can sit on our veranda and just sit there and read her book, or she can go out to the pool, or she can go down and eat. And she can, you know, and I can
Whatever.
Go gamble at the casino, and I can go to the smoking lounge. I mean, we can both do stuff.
You
want to
do
stuff together. Yeah.
I like the cruises. My husband and I, there was a couple of years in a row where we went on cruises.
Yeah. I used to work for Royal Caribbean.
I did
jewelry events on their ships.
Really?
Yes, I did.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it again. If your company wants to hire me to do it, I can still put that together. Go on the ships and sell lab diamonds or mine diamonds. They'd love it. They would absolutely
really?
Love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still have connections with those people.
You know what? I don't know how well they do with natural, but lab, they kill it.
Lab would probably kill.
They would kill it.
You know, I deal with a company that it's all leased. Everything on the ship that store is leased. They don't own any of it. And I know the company that leases it, and the girl who runs it, she was a friend of mine for many years, and she put me on the ships. We did very well. I did some cruises where I walked out with $60,000-$70,000 for the week. And it was
Gary,
some serious money.
I'm wildly intrigued by this.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do.
It.
You know, they would, whatever's on the ship, you pay them they call it a bucket. Everything has a bucket.
Yeah.
So they would take a percentage of what I would make, and that, you know, and then I would get paid, and, it was, you know, they gave me, you know, they comped me a room, so there's two ways you can go when you work there. You can go passenger class or crew class. Crew class is bottom of the boat, you know, that's a bunk bed with another guy that looks like you're in a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go passenger class, which is a regular room. It's not the fanciest room, but it's the one thing that one of the cruises, they stuck me in a windowless room, and I couldn't deal with it. I had to do it because there was no other option. But
right.
The purser, I got there everywhere I went, I got friendly with the pursers, and they said, you know, just let us know, we'll make sure that you're in a windowed room, and that's all I cared about. You know, just it's a bed, it's a place to sleep. You know, I was comped at the level I could go to I couldn't pick a fancy restaurant, but I could go in a restaurant and eat, and, you know, there was a stipend, because everything, in the old days, you didn't pay a lot to, like, if you wanted sodas, because I don't drink alcohol.
Right.
So, you know, sodas were free, everything. Now, everything's a cost.
Right.
So, you know, I was on my own when I was working for myself, but if I worked for somebody else, I would just make sure that that stuff got done, and, you know,
Sounds honestly really good.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's doing it, because this will be the first cruise I've taken in about 10 years. I was doing this maybe 10 years ago.
Well,
I've been on a number of cruises for Royal Caribbean,
Really? I've been on a couple of cruises the last couple of years, and I did not see that.
Well, they have a jewelry store on every cruise.
They do, but not Lab Girl.
But not selling, you know, lab stuff.
No.
And especially if you sell it loose. You know, you can see what I had mountings, so I brought stuff with me, and I set up my whole portable shop on the ship, which was a lot of work to get the stuff on there, because I had everybody 6 ways to Sunday, and, you know, doing all that stuff. But, you know, just to sell loose lab, you know, put it in plastic containers so it's visible, and just, you know, sell it short, and just, you know, boom, people would come in and buy it.
But wait. So would you be able to mount it there?
I could if I wanted to put my shop back together. I mean, I still have it, but it's way too much work, and I'm way too old.
Yeah.
You know, I did this when I was, you know, in my 50s and 60s. You know, I'm 74 years old now.
Oh, my God, Gary. You sound
you know,
so spry. I had no idea.
Well, I'm a young person,
you.
But I'm mentally I'm young, physically, but, you know, age is age.
Yeah, I got
it. And, you know, but I would think that if you packaged it right, put them in the little containers, you know, and set them out, and, you know, they give you a space in the because if you work you're working with a company that leases that department. So they would let them know you got to give this guy a showcase every day. And you stand there and you put ads, you know, you put ads out and you send flyers out to all the rooms and say, you know, on sale, you know, this week only, you know, lab, you know, 1 carat starting at, you know, $2.99 or something. And, you know, so you got a fairly decent profit involved and you work the crowd. And you could probably do $50,000-$70,000 in a week. You know, without a problem. And you have
right.
big ones, and then you do have some product that's mounted. You know, you have some studs. You got studs because you sell them. You know, if I order a pair of studs from you, you got them in stock.
And I'm sure
they have solitaires as well. So you could put together a nice little line and just hustle it. You stay. You know, whenever you're at sea, you're working, and whenever you're in port, you're not. And when you're not in port, then they. The cruise line sponsors jewelry stores at whatever port they're in, and you take your thing, and they tell you go bring your card, you get a discount.
Right.
And they do that, and they do it in St. Thomas, St. Martin, all the stops. You know, they fight with their own people. You know.
Do you have to sign up to be a part of it though? Like how do you?
Oh yeah, you have to go through the company that leases it. You can't just walk on the ship.
Right.
So this is they're a regular business. They do
I understand.
$500 zillion a year. They own every retail outlet on the ship. The convenience store, the bra and panty store, the watch store, the jewelry store, the liquor store. They own them all. That's all one business. That's not a bunch of independence. That's one company that owns it. You go, you contract through them to go do it. They take a percentage of your action. They put you in play, and you get paid.
Wow.
You know, I never had any problem. I made money. Yeah.
How many did you do a year?
I did a string of about five. I didn't do a lot. Yeah. I did like a couple weeks in a row, and then a couple weeks in a row. I wasn't long term because it was a lot of work. You know, bringing
right.
Just if I had to carry a bag, get on the ship, and just work like that, it would have been easy. But I brought 1,000 ring mountings. I brought a complete repair shop with me that was portable because I used to do diamond setting while you wait in department stores all over the country. So
right.
I had a portable shop. I made a portable shop. You know, I had everything miniaturized, my torches, I had to get permission to do all that stuff. I had a small polishing machine. I had an ultrasonics. I had rhodium. I had, you know, anything
right.
I needed, I miniaturized. And I could fit it in a little box that was like maybe 4 feet by 2 feet. It was all in one box. And I had to bring it to the port, you know, 4 or 5 days before the cruise. They had to log it in. I got special badges to get on the port area where they load shit on the ship. And I would load it up. And then when the cruise, I had priority to get on the boat, so I was on the boat with, you know, people were waiting in line. I just walked up, showed my credentials, they let me on, like just like I was crew.
Right.
You know, my room, I'd get my room, and then the minute the ship was at sea, then I would go down into the gut belly of the ship, say, here, I need to get this equipment. They would get it for me, bring it up through the elevator, and I would roll it into the jewelry store. And then I had my line with me, but getting off the ship with the line was a problem because, you know, half the guys said, just carry it off. And the other half says, you better go through customs or you're going to have a problem.
Right.
So, you know, I should have just carried it off, but I didn't. And I went through customs, and then they flagged it, and then it had to go back on the ship. And my line, which was worth a couple $100,000 back in those days, floated around on the ship for 2 weeks before I could get it. I had to hire a broker out of New York to get it at the dock in New York City, and they delivered it, and he just signed for it. They sealed it all up. I mean, the people on the ship were very nice to me. It was in, you know, locked bags, and they taped the whole thing so nobody could open it and put seals on it. But I had to wait 2 weeks to get my ship back. But with stuff like lab and small stuff, I could put it in a suitcase and walk off.
Interesting.
Know? It's an interesting deal. I mean,
well,
anything's doable, you know.
I see Virgin and MSC do it. But
yeah,
not,
yeah. Well, Royal Caribbean is the ones that the company I work for was on Royal Caribbean. It was on
Carnival.
There's what's the other one that's really big? They own like 6 lines.
Right.
They work on a whole bunch of them. So again, you have to go through them because they lease those. That's their business.
Right. What is
yeah,
it?
Royal Caribbean
Starboard.
Starboard Cruise Services. That's
it.
That's who I worked for, and the woman who was the president of it was a friend of mine.
Wow.
She called me one day and said, "How'd you like to try something?" I went, "Talk to me." You know, and I made good money. I went out there and made good money. They would have done it longer, but it was a lot of work. And I took my wife with me, and she was burned out after a week.
Yeah.
She said, you know, we worked.
Did
you know,
she
we
work
worked
as
from,
well?
Well, she worked with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
She worked with me. She sales. She didn't do the bench work.
But even
sometimes
if you
I met,
started,
you know,
I mean, a one man show. You're a one man show, so that would I could see where that burned you out.
Well, no, I don't mind. It wasn't that. It was just the logistics of doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to remember, the ship leaves port at 7 or 8 in the morning. By 9 o'clock, the shops are open.
Right.
Now, if it's at sea all day, the shops are open from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
So you're working those hours. Then the next day, they're in port, so you get the day off, so you can do what you want.
Right.
You know, I unless I needed some kind of supply, I never got off the ship. I just would. I knew everybody. I would go up to the top decks, and they'd serve me drinks all day for nothing. And I, you know, smoke my cigars. I just kind of hung out. But it was work. I mean, it was
right.
Said,
oh, you had to work. Yeah, no.
It's a lot of fun, though. It was work. It was.
Yeah,
work.
You worked.
But like, I think without the bench and without having to do the repair, sales for me is nothing. You
right.
Know, I could stand at a counter for 6-7 hours in a day. I could care less. I do it here all day long.
Oh my God!
Selling product is nothing, you know.
Right.
You know, and I could sell snow to the Eskimos. It's just that's my nature. That's what I do.
It sounds honestly like I'm so intrigued by it. Like I'm like literally writing. Like I'm like it's the wheels are turning a little bit because you're right. They don't have that. They started it. I'm just kind of researching now. It looks like Virgin and MCS have started it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a viable business. I mean, you just have to, like I said, you got to make the calls, get set up.
Okay.
You know, the fact that I've done it with things before, I mean, they would know me. The girl that I did it through, she went off and became president of Columbian Emerald. She moved over from Starboard to Columbian Emerald. And but then believe me, if I called somebody and said, "Hey, I used to work with blah blah blah," and
yeah,
and I did, I'd like to talk to you about another adventure. Their offices are in Miami. That's how I did it. I'd fly to Miami and have a meeting with them, show them what I did, blah blah blah, and they were intrigued. This sounds great to me, So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I love that. Maybe we got to. You want to go on a cruise together, Scary, or
me and you, kid. I won't tell if you don't tell.
I won't tell anyone.
Say, I'm just going to work, honey.
It's just work. It's just work. Just work. It's a show.
Yeah.
Why are you still tan?
Chances of running into somebody we know would be slim to none.
Yeah,
so
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. So, I'd be interested in doing it again, sure.
Okay.
Interesting. So, and if the company wants to back us,
right.
That's the name of the game. If you don't have to lay out the money,
even better.
So when I did it, it was all my money. It's on me. I mean, I had a lot of money invested. But it was also part of my business. It wasn't like I did it just to do that. I was doing Diamond Remount promotions all over the country. So this was just another gig. The only difference was I wasn't, after a week I didn't come home.
Right.
Because I used to go out 4 or 5 days at a time. I do an area with a bunch of stores. I work for a lot of the lease departments. I did a lot of Finley. They had 1,000 departments everywhere all over the country.
Hmm.
And I did a lot of private stores, and I would go to a chain that had 3 or 4 stores. In fact, Helzberg Diamond wanted to make me an exclusive, and I didn't want to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Believe me, I made plenty of money on that. I didn't need anybody to
good for you.
Sponsor me at the time. But
right.
I had a 1,000-piece line. And back in the day, gold was, was $700, $800, $900 an ounce.
Right.
A 1,000-piece line didn't cost me what it would cost me today.
Right.
Today the remount business is not a business you can survive in because you can't sell stuff cheap enough.
No.
The market's got to mean I gave up 40% of my profit to the store. So if I sold a Tiffany for 100, they got $40. I got 60. And usually the Tiffany would cost me, I'd get 60. It cost me 40. So I'd make $20 on the Tiffany, and they made the lion's share. But I also did repairs, and the repairs I made.
Right.
I'd go into a store and somebody, that prong is broken. Oh, you need a new head. $400. Okay, can you do it today? Yep. And they would make, repairs. I had a 70-30 deal.
Right.
So if I sold something for $400, they got 30% of $120.
Right.
And I got the balance and what did a head cost me? $12, $15, $18. So, it was nothing to get. And Penny's gave me a stipend.
Yeah.
They gave me a $500 guarantee no matter what. If I did zero business, I got $500. So, So, and I did about 60 penny stores throughout the country. So,
good for you.
It's what I did. Now I'm just a little one-man operation, working every day. And
just
if I get the day off, I put my sign in the door.
Good for you.
That's it.
And now you got to, listen, I'm a firm believer we work hard throughout this life to enjoy it at some point, right?
I'm living the dream.
I'm
a lucky guy. I don't take it lightly. I've been very successful, and life is a many roads.
Right.
You go down the wrong path, and something happens. And you just try to kind of look at it and make smart choices, and have good people that help you and work with you. I've been very fortunate that I've had some very, very good mentors, people who trusted in me, gave me. But I had nothing, and they gave me inventory, and they schooled me and taught me stuff. And I'm a very, very lucky guy. I can't, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm just a guy who's smart enough to know when to listen and know when to hold them, know when to fold them. that's the secret to life. You got to know when it's time to make a move and when it's time to say, you know what, I'm gonna pass on that one.
Yeah.
And get lucky enough to have people that back you up. I have. I've had some very good people.
That's awesome.
Anywho,
now we're working together, selling.
Yeah, I wish I could do more business, but I'm doing.
Don't come, Gary.
My repair. I don't even think about it. My repair business is so through the roof. It's ridiculous.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I take in 20 or 30 jobs a day because there's nobody in my area that does what I do.
Good for you.
And I just sit here and I love it. I sit at my bench and I'm happy.
Gary, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Well, you can do it. It's just you just got to work at it.
Yeah.
Say, I listen to music, I make jewelry, and people give me money. How much better does it get than
that? Oh, my God.
And when I want a day off, I put a sign on the door, be back tomorrow.
When are you going on your cruise?
Next July. I had a book at that
Farm. Oh, next July. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's all right.
They sell out. Like, if to try to get one before then, the only thing that was available in most of these cruises was an inside room, and it wasn't cheap. But I wanted the whole nine yards. I got the concierge. I got a suite. I got somebody to pick up the phone any hour of the day and night. I get what I want. A choice of any restaurant I want to go to, at a level where I can go to the cigar lounge without having to be. This is way over the top, but it's our once in a
lifetime.
We've done a lot of travel in our years, but it's always been like go to Vegas, go to Aruba, nothing. You take 3-4 days because when you're in business, I could never take them. The longest trips I ever took in our marriage was going to the jewelry show. Back in the shows were in New York back in those days. So the Hilton
before
it went to the Javits, and then it moved to Vegas. And so, we would go to Vegas every year. You fly out one day, you fly out the next, and you spend 5 days at the show. So,
right.
We worked the show back then. We had to buy. We had to need inventory. So we walked the shows, and it was in the convention center. Then it went to the, where was it for a number of years? Mirage. It was over at the Mirage.
Yeah.
Now it's back at the convention center. The Venetian is. I don't need that kind of stuff anymore. In fact, I'm going to a show this weekend. I'm going to the Select Show at most.
I don't know if you guys
do the Select Show.
Do the smaller ones. We do IGO, RGO, Centurion.
I have a guy that I'm going to see on Sunday. He just came back from the IGO show or RGO one of the
others. Oh, nice.
I never joined that thing. I just, I don't know. You're crazy. I get a check for 20 grand a year. Back when I should have joined it, I didn't, and now I don't do enough business.
Now you feel like it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, my biggest customer is Stellar and Quality. I live in those books.
Yeah.
That's it. And I do use you, and there's nobody else. I mean, I think of the, I mean, I use a couple watch repair places, I use overnight a little bit. But that's it. It's I don't go, and I have a few friends in the business that if I need something expensive, I call them,
Do you know Jeff at Quality Gold?
I know Penny.
Oh, okay.
Penny's my guy.
Jeff is he's the president, maybe owner, I don't know, but he just had a house fire. Horrible.
Oh, lovely. Where does he live in? Ohio?
I don't know.
Well, they got fires all over the place because of this stupid craziness.
Yeah, I think he is in Ohio. So sad. Yeah.
Penny's like the VP of Leslie, and I've known him for 100 years.
Yeah.
So whenever I got any issue with quality, I call him and he fixes it for me.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure I've met the guy. I'm sure I've met Jeff at the shows because I used to do their Christmas buying. I'd buy 10, 12,000 and change.
Oh, nice.
But now it's like 10,000 and change for change.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
Isn't it wild?
You know, I only buy what I need. Yeah. I got plenty of inventory. You can't anymore
because you just the gold is crazy.
Well, I have plenty of inventory. I have 4 full showcases of jewelry and diamonds and everything. That's all paid for. And if I sell something, I sell it. If I don't, I don't. And I order, if I need a chain, I order it. I don't need to be in that game anymore. You know, I have no debt. I'm debt free. When I buy something, I pay for it, and that's the end of it. You know, I'm not scrambling because I got, you know, well, this month I got 20 grand with these people. And
right.
I got this guy, and now I go, well, I'm going to pay this guy half and call him up and say, well, can I pay you the other half next month? I mean, I lived that game for many, many years, and I'm done. You know, I don't need it, and I just kind of coast along. And so I only, when I need something, I order it. If I don't, I don't. I get calls all day long. Oh, we'll give you a memo. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. Because I'm one rated and I got no debt, so they'd love me, you know.
He was.
When I needed them, then it was always, oh, well, you know. we'll do it, but you're going to have to sign personal, you know. Okay,
yeah,
fine, you know.
Right.
A lot of good it'll do you if I'm bankrupt. So it's like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
I rant, believe me. When you're in this industry and you start it, when I started it, you know, I was 22 years old when I started in this industry. And, you know, you do what you got to do to survive, and believe me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, my wife and I someday, we think about it a lot and go, you know, we can't believe, you know, how we survived. And we had contracts with, like, JCPenney, and they would owe us 20 or 30 grand. And we'd have a special person to call for money. You know, it's like, oh, Miss Susie, you know, you got to send us a check. We haven't got a check in 60 days, and you owe me $30,000. Oh, Gary, we're so sorry. We'll get a check out to you today. Oh, thank you. And my wife would be looking. And she said, thank God we can make payroll. We don't have to whack out a credit card. We can do this.
Oh, my God.
And the check would come in 2 days later. Oh, check from Penny's, $18. They pick one stupid invoice out of 30 grand.
Oh, my
God. I mean, you know, you have no idea what it is to be in this business and have to scramble, you know.
Yeah.
And banks were never friendly, you know. They would give you some loans, and it's just, oh.
Yeah.
But if it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
it's very true. You pay your dues.
You pay your dues.
You have to.
And however it comes out, if you get lucky in the end, that's all it is.
It's a blessing.
It's a little luck. It's a little skill. It's a little help. It's a little this. It's a whole bunch of little things put in a big pot and stirred. And hopefully you come out the other side. I'm thankful that I did.
Yeah, what a life, though. Good for you.
It's a blip.
Man,
it really is a blip. Memories are great, but it's a blip.
Yeah.
You can only remember them. You can't live them over again. And the living part is the part that you slowly slips away. You know, I look in the mirror now, and I don't see a lot. You know, the rear view, I see plenty.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish I could get another 30 or 40 years out of this life, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
What a blessing.
I'm trying like hell. If anyone can, it's you.
It's you, Gary.
Yeah. I tell my, I always tell my, if I don't live to 100, she goes, you're going to be alone, because I ain't.
She's like, good luck.
Yeah, she goes, I'm getting to the point where I've almost had it. That's why I'm taking her on this trip now.
I hope you guys, that's really nice. You guys deserve it.
We're looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be. I say if I put something that far ahead, she always likes to have things to look forward to.
Yeah.
So that'll get me almost a year of pleasantry. Don't forget, honey, we're going to. I'm looking forward to it.
Gary, you're a smart man. Happy wife, happy life.
You ain't lying, kid. I've been married 54 years. I didn't do it by stupidity.
Do you know what? We went to Mexico, my husband and I, for our anniversary, and everyone's at the resort giving us wine and this and that.
Yeah.
And they're like, how long have you been married? We're like 9 years. Oh, my God, blah, blah. I get home, talking to my father-in-law. They're like, did you have a nice anniversary? They're like, yeah, it's your 11th year anniversary. I'm like, no, it's not. It's my 9th. He goes, Ann, we got married the same year. It's your 11th, Gary. It's my 11th. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, see. Time flies when you're having fun.
Correct.
There you go. There you go. Now, look, life is a journey.
Yes, it
and
is.
And you make of it what you can make of it. And
yes,
the best thing
too.
You can always do is just know that there's always something around the corner that you can look forward to
yeah,
and make
I
it better. And if something goes wrong, the best thing you can ever do is confront it. Just confront it.
Yep.
You can't hide it. You can't bury it. You can't look away from it. Deal with it head on. Take the consequences and then move on afterwards.
I agree.
Too many people bury their problems and then they really bite them in the ass. And then
I know. Stupid.
No. All right, kiddo.
Send me
out some stones.
I'll do it.
Do me a favor. Yeah. Who packs those jobs up?
I don't. Well, there are people upstairs in my building, typically, or my New York office.
Oh, okay. You know those black little rubber bands you put around the boxes?
Yeah, you need some more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Send me a bunch of those.
All right, I got you.
I got one, and I'll tell you, this is stupid. I know it's stupid, but I keep my money in a money clip.
Yeah.
I wrap one of those rubber bands around the money.
Yeah.
And I'm always breaking them or losing them, and I got one left.
Oh, here, hold on. Block.
Send me a bunch of those rubber bands. They're the best bands ever for wrapping my money.
They are really
they're
nice.
They're, you know, you can't do much else with them, but that it's the perfect size. Once, twice around holds my money until it stretches out or breaks. And then I was scrambling around the other day and I found two. I went, okay, I got one now, I got one left.
I just emailed upstairs and said to send a bunch in the package.
Sounds like a plan.
All right,
thank
dear.
You.
Of course.
If I need something, I'll give you a shout. One of these days, I'm going to come out and visit you.
I'm going to hold you to it.
And we're going to go to the dinosaur. And
the dinosaur. All right, we'll do it.
You got a deal, kid.
All right.
All right. You take good care. Thank you.
You too.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.